Dawn Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. So, remember, the first rule of engagement is, you want to send me a message, it's real easy, just send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can tell me anything or ask me anything, a TMA or an AMA. Also, if you want to, get over on Twitter, X, formerly Twitter, and follow me there. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So yesterday, Friday, the President of the United States of America, you know who he is? Anybody remember who the President is? Oh, yes, Joe Biden. He convened his White House cabinet for the first time in almost a year. Makes you really do, well, actually, I'm going to answer the question. It makes you wonder who's running the country, right? Worse, he delegated his speaking responsibilities to the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, who not only joined him for the meeting, but then, now, someone had a picture of her. She was sitting, let me describe the cabinet room. So the cabinet room is this, it's kind of, if you're sitting at the president's desk in the Oval Office, and you were to walk out the door to his right as you're facing the front of the Oval Office, you kind of go around this corner, and it's this elongated room on the edge of the West Wing, and there's a long conference table in it. You've probably more often than not seen the other room that's on the other side called the Roosevelt Room. And the Roosevelt Room is famous because it has this great photograph, this great painting of Theodore Roosevelt above the fireplace, and that's why it's called the Roosevelt Room. And it, too, has a long table. And you've probably seen the president sitting in the middle on the side of the table. So as the cameras are looking, and the table is lengthwise across the aperture of the camera, from left to right, right to left, and you're facing the president, he's not at the head of the table. He's in the middle of the side of the table. And the same is true with the cabinet room. It's an elongated conference table, and the president sits in the center on the side of the table. To the president's left is the Secretary of Defense, and to the president's right is the Secretary of State. Now, many people think that the so-called head of the table is what you and I would think when we walk into a meeting with, you know, our bosses. We walk into an office, and there's a big, long conference room, and the boss is sitting at the head of the table. Well, that's not the case with the president. He sits in the middle on the side. Well, Dr. Jill Biden joined this first meeting of the cabinet in almost a year and actually addressed the cabinet as though she was in charge. Here's a little clip from what can be nothing more than considered to be a fiasco.
We need where the United States continues to be home to the most cutting-edge research in the world and where everyone can lead healthier lives. Thank you.
Oh, and they all applaud. Oh, yes, that was so wonderful. And they're all kind of looking around like, what's she doing here? Like, why is she here? Huh? What's she doing here? Now, some say that it was awkward, and I think it was awkward at best. And she was at what you would typically consider to be the head of the table, except that's not true when the president's in the room. So why exactly is fake Dr. Jill there in the first place? She's not an elected official. She's not been appointed to any major post, and she's certainly not a cabinet member. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a cabinet meeting, and she's not. Now, I'll tell you who is a member of the cabinet who was notably nowhere to be seen. The vice president, Kamala Harris. Now, she's just been busy on the campaign trail with Oprah and the gang, Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts and Ben Stiller, and who am I leaving out? I mean, all the cool kids. I mean, obviously you and I weren't there because we're not the cool kids. But it would seem to me that if the president's going to have the first cabinet meeting, that the vice president, who has access to Air Force Two, so she can go anywhere she wants to, anytime she wants to, she could have flown back to Andrews Air Force Base, and she could have, you know, had the motorcade take her up to the West Executive Drive, and she could have walked in, and she could have sat down and said, here I am. And they all would have gone, well, who are you? Who are you? It's still strange that the vice president was unable to pencil in the first cabinet meeting in a year's time, given that the cabinet is supposed to be convened for issues that are of vital importance to the White House. Yeah. So many cabinet heads are mere figureheads for the permanent bureaucracy that actually rules Washington, but the optics still do matter. I mean, optics still matter. Now, given Joe Biden's continuing cognitive decline, it kind of seems like Jill Biden is there to protect the status and the legacy of her husband. Now, as the president becomes a full-blown lame duck, and with fewer and fewer trusted allies in D.C., Biden is increasingly finding himself on an island. Like, do I have any friends left? Is there anybody around? Can I get a PB&J for lunch? Is it time for a nap? What's on my schedule today? Nothing? Oh, well, let's do a cabinet meeting. We haven't done a cabinet meeting in a long time, so why don't we do that? I mean, if push comes to shove, does anybody in the cabinet meeting on Friday go to bat for Biden other than his wife? It sure doesn't seem like that would be the case, but, you know, as of right now, Biden still has 119 days left as president of the United States. And serving out his term actually makes for the, air quotes here, most critical component of securing his legacy. Now, should Biden get the 25th Amendment treatment or be forcibly pushed out through another mechanism? It could result in total, total humiliation for the entire Biden family. The history books would never mention his dementia and not the carefully crafted script of his historic passing of the torch to this new generation of Democrat leadership. I just can't help but think that the vice president's team and all of her powerful backers and her donors, they've already succeeded in forcing Biden out of the presidential race against his will. Now, at the time, it appeared as if, you know, replacing Biden on the ticket would deliver the necessary momentum to defeat, you know, Orange Man Bad guy. You know, what's his name? Donald Trump or something? Yeah, whatever that guy's name is. But the selection of Harris as the Democrat nominee, however, was originally met with such great fanfare. But now the polls, the internal polls, not the polls that you hear about on TV, but the internal polls show that really the country's kind of souring on the Harris-Walz ticket. President Trump is in a much better position than he was 4 years ago at this same time. And right now he has nothing but tailwinds at his back heading into November. But I think there is one possible thing, just one thing, to look at before Election Day. And what's that? Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text me any question or comment. The number's 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe, and they'll automatically get you all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the weekend programs, so you'll have all the Michael Brown you need. What could possibly happen between now and Election Day? I'll be right back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive, at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named Best Overall Diabetes Supply Company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-920-9146. 888-920-9146. That's 888-920-9146.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, you know, if you like what we do on the weekends, you can listen during the weekday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for 630 KHOW. That's my home station here in Denver that I broadcast Monday through Friday. And then obviously you can listen on the weekends too, which I appreciate all of you doing. And don't forget, I appreciate the text messages. Really do. So if there's one thing to look out for before Election Day, I don't think it's likely to happen, but I think it could have some serious consequences. And it could once again kind of upend the race. I mean, so far this, let's go back to June. So you go back to June and that debate where Joe Biden walks out, and I don't know what was, I think Donald Trump in that debate back in June was so taken aback by how poorly Joe Biden was interacting. He just appeared to be old and frail. You know, you occasionally walk up or you see somebody, you're in a shopping mall, you're out walking the dog, you're doing something, and you see a really frail old man. And I don't know, I often, maybe I worry about getting old, but I often look at some of these old guys and I think, gee, I hope that, you know, I can stay as have as much vitality as I can as long as I can. And I don't want to be hunched over, you know, walking with a cane and doing all that. I hope that I can be like my mom, who is, you know, 93 years old and gets around pretty well. Well, she still drives. Actually, she drives fine. I haven't even threatened to take the keys away yet. So I hope I've got my mom's genes. But I think that Trump walked into that debate and saw, one, how he was moving, how Biden was moving. And then they get the first question. He's kind of hunched over the microphone. He's kind of just kind of like, oh, I don't know what to say. And then the first question comes and you can see Trump looking at him and thinking, I can't just rip this guy a new one, because I don't think he's all there. And so that, I think, in that moment, Trump kind of resisted the attempt, although he did it in a, I think, a professional way, and that was he just eviscerated Biden. But he didn't do it in this cruel way. He just did it, you know, kind of like, I actually feel sorry for you. At one point, remember, he said something like, I'm really not quite sure what he said there in answer to that question. I'm not quite sure what he said, meaning it didn't make any sense to me. Did it make any sense to you guys? And so that was the first major upheaval in this entire election cycle. Now, we all knew, none of us, it's like we weren't walking around thinking that Joe Biden was, you know, a spry 60-year-old man that was going to be able to out hunt, golf, fish, and do everything, you know, still out, you know, running bases in a old fart baseball team. You know, we knew he wasn't any of that. And we also knew that he wasn't also quite there. But the media, the cabal, would not let us believe our own eyes. Now, of course we did, but for the low information voters out there, for the stupid people out there, I think that debate on that, whatever night it was, Monday or Tuesday night, was probably a shocker for most people, because most people aren't as tuned to what's going on in the world as you are. And don't ever forget that. The very fact that you're listening to this program sets you apart from everybody else, because you're listening to, hopefully you're listening for insight, for some wisdom. You're listening for a different perspective. You're listening for something that might give you some tools by which to go have, you know, a rational and logical debate with someone who doesn't believe like you do about certain political issues or cultural issues or whatever it might be. But I think for a lot of people, that night was a shocker. So if there's one thing to look out for before Election Day, it's the potential for an upgrade. And I don't mean from economy to first class. I mean from vice president to the status of incumbent. President Harris. Now, I don't know about you, but that sends shockwave down my spine. That just, ooh, ooh. The thought of that woman, the thought of that I mean, with all due respect to women, she's an airhead. And if you're a woman, and if you're a strong-willed, smart woman like I'm married to, then you too know that she's an airhead. And just calling a spade and recognizing that here we've got an airhead is something that I think most rational people understand. But as President Harris, before November 5, this manufactured persona that she has can suddenly have more, and again, air quotes here, can have more authentic appeal with all those low information voters that kind of just permeate the Democrat base of support. Also, an upgrade to President Harris could also help her corporate media stenographers help them manufacture an entire news cycle about the historic nature of the first female president. President Harris. That's all you'd hear about. That would just be in your face constantly, disgustingly, nauseatingly, in your face all the time. You know, we always worry about October surprises, right? There's always going to be some October surprise. Somebody's going to do something really drastic. Well, let's go back to the cabinet meeting. Why would you have a cabinet meeting when you have 119, 120 days left in your presidency? I think it's 119 today. I think it was 120 yesterday. Why would you suddenly have a cabinet meeting when you haven't had one in almost a year? And in fact, think about this. Your Secretary of Defense was AWOL for a week. He actually checked himself into Walter Reed Hospital in Maryland and went under the knife, had surgery, and then went home and recuperated. And no one, the Commander-in-Chief, had no contact with his Secretary of Defense for at least a week, anywhere from 72 hours to 40 hours. I don't know how long it was. But you would think that the Commander-in-Chief would be in contact, at least on a daily basis, with the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State, considering everything that's going on. Now, of course, he's probably had no contact with the Secretary of Homeland Security because we all know what's going on down there. We just want to pretend like that's not happening. President Harris would create an entire new news cycle about the historic nature of the first female president. And, of course, the other thing it would do, it would upgrade her status, though unearned. In fact, you think about it, her whole life is full of unearned status upgrades. It would get her an upgraded status as a counterpart to the former president. You see, it is, in terms of protocol, it is absolutely appropriate and proper to refer to Donald Trump as President Trump. Well, if Kamala Harris becomes president all of a sudden, it's President Harris. October surprise? Let's hope not. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. With no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend program. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. do me a favor. Go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. The name is at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow. I'm such an ass, and I know I am. So you don't have to text me and tell me I'm an ass. I already know that I am. In fact, I know that I'm an a-hole is what I actually am. But you know, that is what it is. I'm chuckling because of two things. One is, I think it was last weekend that I was groveling, literally groveling for followers on Twitter, on X, formerly as Twitter, because I wanted to get to 18,000 followers. And I got to 18,000 sometime last week. I forget when it was, but one day last week I got over 18,000. And then I thought to myself, so now I got to come on the weekend program and try to get people to follow me again on Twitter, on X, formerly Twitter, so I can get to, 19,000. So I'm going to keep begging now until I get to, 20,000. Then I'll beg for 21,000. Anyway, go follow me on Twitter. I think you'll find the snark fun. So I was laughing about that. And now I'm curious about a text message I got. And I've already responded to them. But I want to read it to you, and I want you to send me a text message. I guess you'd have to listen to me during the weekday program also. But this one kind of fascinates me. It comes from Goober number 6015. Mike, you come across to me as a little bit more liberal and shoot from the hip on your weekend show, almost to the point where I can't determine if you're broadcasting from... I have a home in New Mexico and I live permanently in Colorado. I can't determine if you're broadcasting from New Mexico or Colorado, but I don't care, LOL. Well, what I find interesting about that is I usually tell you where I'm broadcasting from. If I'm broadcasting from what I describe as the undisclosed location, I'll tell you I'm at the undisclosed location. And I usually tell you that because not that it makes any difference, but I just want people to kind of, you want people to be able to kind of relate to where you are and what you're doing and what you're thinking. And so, for example, right now I'm in my studio that I use at the iHeart Death Star in Denver, Colorado. I fought off the Venezuelan gangs and made it into the studio today. So I'm actually in my studio in Denver, Colorado. Now it's not the studio I use during the week, but it's a little, and I really like the studio because it's small, it's intimate. I got a TV, a couple of computer monitors. It's pretty much the same setup, except it's not nearly as large as my weekday studio, but it's kind of intimate and I just kind of like the closeness and it just feels kind of comfy. And then when I'm in New Mexico, I tell you that simply because it just gives you a perspective of what I'm doing. And so I don't hide where I'm at or anything. To me, modern radio is such that I don't care whether you're Clay and Buck or you're Beck or you're me or you're anybody else. We all broadcast from different places all the time. Now, generally speaking, I'm almost always either in Colorado or New Mexico, either in Denver or the undisclosed location. I know that the other guys broadcast, they're spread out all over the place. But I'm a bit more liberal. In what ways? I guess I'm not divulging any sort of trade secrets here. But I'm using all of the same show prep that I accumulate during the week. There are a lot of stories that I refer to as my POS, pile of stuff. Not the other S word, but stuff. My pile of stuff. And so I accumulate this POS throughout the week. And some stories, like I got a couple of stories that I did over the last couple of days that I'm going to do this weekend. Because I know it's an entirely different audience. But I'm really curious if you perceive any of you, particularly you, if you perceive me as being liberal. I just find that hilarious. Because I'm a right-wing nut job. I'm a total right-wing nut job. I don't think there is... Am I liberal about anything? I'm libertarian. I'm conservative / libertarian, but liberal? No. Maybe it's because the Democrat Party has gone so far off the deep end. They've gone so far Marxist that if you even are moderate on an issue, my golly, you're liberal. Mm-hmm. I found it curious. Do you know the Iranians? Do you know that they want Kamala Harris to win the election? Despite that, the Biden administration's intelligence community, they want to tell you otherwise. America's intelligence community has finally acknowledged that hackers working for the Iranian government infiltrated and actually stole private communications from top Trump campaign officials. And then they attempted to launder that info to the Biden-Harris administration for use against their political opponent, Donald Trump. However, this is what kills me about these people. The acknowledgement came with a gigantic information operation affixed to it. What do I mean by that? This past week, in a joint statement released, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday night, the U.S. intelligence community declared, they unequivocally declared that the hack was just an effort to break our faith in our election system and to destroy our faith in our so-called democratic institutions. Shazam. Hey, Iranians, I got news for you. You don't need to do it. Most of us have kind of lost faith in our election system. We've kind of lost faith in our democratic institutions as they are. Let's think about a few of them before I continue in the story. If you have confidence that the IRS is going to treat you fairly, raise your hand. Now, if you think the IRS is going to treat you fairly and you're driving, hit the pedal and raise both hands. Yeah, because you don't deserve to. In fact, you may already be brain dead. Let's think about the FBI. Do you think that the FBI, or the Department of Justice, let's broaden that to the Department of Justice. Do you think that the Department of Justice is going to objectively and try to get to the heart of these assassination attempts against Donald Trump, the very same Department of Justice that is trying to throw Donald Trump in jail? Huh? Does that inspire confidence in you? Let's go to one that maybe those two were tough for you. You know, it's Saturday. You're just kind of rolling out of bed and you haven't quite figured out what day it is yet. Let me throw an easy one at you. And it might be hard for some of you, but try this one. Let's take my old stomping grounds, the Department of Homeland Security. Do you have faith or confidence that the Department of Homeland Security is doing everything they possibly can to prevent illegal aliens from invading this country? Now, if your answer to that is yes, I don't want to hurt my ratings, but maybe you ought to turn the radio off. Maybe you ought to go back to bed. Maybe you ought to just think about, maybe you ought to get psychiatric examinations done. So the Iranians, according to the Biden administration, are simply trying to destroy our faith in our system of government. The statement says this: this malicious cyber activity is the latest example of Iran's multi-pronged approach to stoke discord and undermine confidence in our electoral process. It goes on to say foreign actors are increasing. Now remember, this is coming from the intelligence community. So what does that mean? Well, it means, for example, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, the FBI has a domestic counterterrorism group, the Director of National Intelligence. So it's all of those different groups are referred to as the IC, the intelligence community. So they're the ones that have released this statement. Foreign actors, they say, are increasing their election influence activities as we approach November. In particular, Russia, Iran, and China are trying to, by some measure, to exacerbate divisions in our society for their own benefit and see election periods as moments of vulnerability. Efforts by these or other foreign actors to undermine our democratic institutions are a direct threat to the United States and will not be tolerated. Well, a sternly worded letter by a bunch of spooks. And we're supposed to go, oh, okay, well then never mind. Now, the Trump campaign did reveal last month something that kind of belies what the intelligence community wants you to believe. I wonder what that could be. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text me any question or comment. The number's 33103 on your message app. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. What did Trump reveal just this past month? I'll be right back.
If you deal with a lack of energy, brain fog, cognitive issues, joint pain, skin issues, or are always fighting an illness, you need to give Strong Cell a try. Strong Cell is an easy-to-use daily liquid supplement that utilizes key ingredients such as NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen that helps boost your body's cellular function. You have 30 trillion cells in your body, and healthy cells equal a healthier body. Strong Cell replenishes your body from the inside out, making you feel and look younger. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 to get 20% off your first order. That's StrongCell.com, discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order. Strong Cell has a 60-day no-risk money-back guarantee if you don't feel like a new person. So live your best life. Less fog, more focus. Stop feeling tired. Start taking Strong Cell today. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really am. I wouldn't lie about it. If I wasn't happy about it, you'd know about it. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on the podcast app, whatever podcast app you use. Doesn't make a damn bit of difference to me which one you use. Just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's me. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit subscribe. And while you're at it, you might leave a 5-star review because that helps spread it out. That gets it even higher in the rankings. Hit subscribe, and that'll get you all 5 days of the weekday program plus this weekend program. And then you, too, can be certifiably insane. Somebody said that maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just more laid back on the weekends. And that could be. I don't know. Maybe I just don't care. Maybe that's it. I just don't care. So what happened? Well, last month, the Trump campaign revealed that sensitive internal documents had been stolen from the campaign's possession, and they attributed the operation to the Iranians. And then a bunch of news agencies, a whole different parts of the cabal, Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, they all acknowledged that they had received confidential information that had been stolen from the Trump campaign, but they had not published or publicized these internal documents. Now, given that the corporate media, the cabal, and that the Biden-Harris administration are on the same team, it's quite likely that sensitive information, whatever it is, has certainly made its way into the Harris campaign. In fact, I'd bet my life on that. There's no doubt in my mind that if Politico has it, if the New York Times has it, if the Washington Post has it, you know the Harris campaign has it. And once again, if you don't think that's true, then once again, maybe you ought to go back to bed. So what's really going on here? I think the intel community is engaged in a political mop-up job. That's what they're really doing. I don't think the Iranians are trying to stoke discord and undermine confidence in our electoral process. Are they really trying to undermine our confidence in our democratic institutions? No, it's not what they're doing at all. We don't need any help doing that. We do that on our own by ourselves. No, here's what's going on. The Iranians are trying to help Kamala Harris win the election. And that only makes logical sense. If you're the mullahs, if you're the Ayatollah, and when Donald Trump was president, he cut off all the taxpayer money from you that was going to Tehran. And then when Biden comes in, he ships boatloads and 747s full of greenbacks and euros and gold bullion and everything else to the mullahs and the Ayatollah. Who would you rather have get? Who would you, if you're the Iranians, if you're the Ayatollah, who would you rather see get elected? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Of course, Kamala Harris. Doesn't take a wizard to figure that one out. The Biden-Harris administration has allowed the regime that rules Tehran to access tens of billions of dollars in money that they unfroze. Now, some of that came from a $6 billion ransom payment made back in 2023 for the release of some American hostages. Tens of billions more have been released as part of the Iranian deal, part of that nuclear framework, which removes a lot of the Trump-era financial sanctions against Iran. Now, that number is estimated conservatively, at least through the cabal, at well over $50 billion. Money that's adding to our inflationary pressures. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out what could be motivating the Iranian government to break into the internal communications of the Trump campaign. Come on, I think even you goobers can figure this one out. During the Trump era, Tehran, in fact, the entire country, was poverty-stricken. No path to further nuclear development. They were isolated from the entire global financial system. Now, fast forward to today. The Iranians are cash flush, and they're wreaking havoc through its proxy forces, Hezbollah, Houthis, Hamas, stirring up tensions all across the Middle East. And who's asleep at the switch? Who's in charge right now? Tell me, who's the commander-in-chief? They've all but given up on any sort of hostage, ceasefire, whatever you want to call it, in Gaza. They've completely given up on that. As well, I think they should have. The Israelis should be able to do what they need to do to protect themselves. Wouldn't the pager story fantastic? Wasn't that an absolutely wonderful story? We may talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But this administration, this current administration, has been so cozy with the Iranians, so cozy to the point that a lot of senior officials in this administration have actually been accused of leaking and sharing classified information with the Iranians. Last year, the Pentagon actually launched an investigation into how a top-secret security clearance was granted to a senior policy advisor by the name of Ariane Tabatabi, I think is her name. Who's that, you say? Well, of course you don't know. And I'm not saying that critically. I'm saying you don't know, but nobody wanted to report on it. She had previously taken part in an Iranian government-backed initiative. And then, this past May, the Republicans began an investigation into whether an infamously hyper-ideological pro-Tehran Biden White House official by the name of Robert Malley, whether or not he had actually shared classified information with the government of Iran. So sure, the mullahs who rule Iran, they wouldn't mind seeing American society further melt down over politics. But nothing indicates that it was the intention of their hack operation. By stealing information from the Trump campaign and then sending it to the now Harris campaign, formerly the Biden campaign, and to their corporate media allies, I think their intentions are absolutely unequivocally clear. And that is, the Iranians want Kamala Harris to win. It's just that simple. Every political and economic indicator points to that obvious reality. The Iranians want to keep their newfound riches, and they want to increase their geopolitical posture. Donald Trump, if he wins, he'll immediately jeopardize everything the Iranians have gained. One more reason to vote for Donald Trump. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb on Friday has claimed the life of Ibrahim Akil. He was a Hezbollah commander in charge of the group's elite Radwan forces. The BBC's Peter Vajega has a report on the ongoing regional tension.
Hezbollah doesn't have many options to give a substantive response without sparking a major war with Israel. And we've seen that Hezbollah has given indications that it doesn't want a major confrontation with Israel. And obviously, this is a group that is supported by Iran.
Yesterday's strike also killed about a dozen members of the terrorist group who were meeting in the basement of that building. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent predicts a Donald Trump election victory in November would cause European countries to increase their own defense spending, thus easing the burden on U.S. taxpayers, just like they did when Trump was in office the first time.
And it was precisely because he reminded them that alliances are a two-way street and that they're the ones who have the most on the line to spend money in order to defend Europe. It was a perfectly common sense thing to do.
Julie Walker reports California's governor signed a law to protect children from social media addiction.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law making it illegal for social media platforms to knowingly provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. The legislation will take effect in 2027. The policies are part of a growing push in states across the country to try to address the impacts of social media on the well-being of children. I'm Julie Walker.
A number of football players have died from heat exhaustion.
We are taking care of someone's most prized possession, and we have to come in every day thinking that, and that's our number one priority.
Armando Daigle is an athletic trainer at a high school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He says trainers need to adjust to the heat. This is townhall.com.
Hey, folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
President Biden is hosting a weekend summit with the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan.
Known as the Quad, Australia, India, Japan, and the United States are holding talks about the Indo-Pacific region and threats posed by China. The summit is not being held at the White House or Camp David. Instead, it's being held in Delaware.
This particular Quad Summit will be the first time we've hosted foreign leaders in Wilmington, the president's hometown, and he's very excited about that.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president has made it a priority to invest in rebuilding America's network of alliances and partnerships across the Indo-Pacific. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Brazilian coffee farmers are grappling with above-average temperatures as the country, the world's largest coffee producer, faces its worst drought in more than seven decades. Vietnam, which just happens to be the second largest coffee producer, is also undergoing a drought. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors is recalling hundreds of thousands of SUVs and pickup trucks.
The GM recall involves nearly 450,000 SUVs and pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the electronic brake control module software may fail to display a warning light when a loss of brake fluid occurs. The agency says without the warning light, a vehicle may be driven with low brake fluid, which can reduce braking performance and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain models of the Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, and the GMC Yukon and Yukon XL. I'm Mike Hempen.
A free software update will be provided to the owners of affected vehicles. GM is recalling in all about 449,000 of its SUVs and pickups. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So here are a couple of rules of engagement. First and foremost, you want to send me a text message. I read text messages all the time. So you don't even have to be listening on air. Something crosses your mind, you want to send me a text message. I read them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whatever message app you use, this is the number that you plug in. 33103. 33103. And just start your message out with either Mike or Michael, either one. And just tell me anything, ask me anything. I don't respond to all of them. Occasionally I do, but not often. But I read every single one of them. And then, of course, because I'm just a jerk, go over and follow me on Twitter right now, on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Let's go back to the DNC for just a minute. Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow was giving a speech, and during that speech said this: Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That's not how it works in America. And I thought, wait a minute, but isn't that how it is working? That's exactly how it works in the world of Obama, Biden, and Harris. Now, I'm broadcasting live right now on Saturday, September 21st. Now, why do I give you that specific date? Because back on September 18 is when Donald Trump was supposed to have been sentenced by Justice Juan Merchan in New York. For what? Well, remember, Trump, upon sentencing, will become a convicted felon. He was found guilty of 34 felonies for, do you remember what it was? Think about it. He was found guilty of 34 felonies for a bookkeeping error that might have been construed as a misdemeanor had it not exceeded the statute of limitations by the time that the New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, the George Soros-installed New York prosecutor, glommed on like a rabid dog to Donald Trump's ankle. So what did Bragg do? Bragg got rid of the statute of limitations issue. Now, I'm probably making too big of an assumption here that you understand what the statute of limitations is. Most laws, with the exception of murder, and I think now rape in many places, have what's called a statute of limitations. If I commit a tort, if I do something wrong to you, either criminally or civilly, there is a certain period of time within which you need to sue me. Otherwise, you are barred from suing me because the statute of limitations has run. Now, there's very strong legal reasons for having statutes of limitations. And that's because the longer you get from an incident happening, let's say you rammed into my car and you caused some bodily injury. You broke my leg. You knocked my brain around, which wouldn't be hard to do. It's pretty loose in there. And you don't sue me and you wait for 10 years. Well, 10 years, I may be dead. You might be dead. Witnesses have disappeared. There are no longer any records or photos of the accident. The police department computer may have gotten hacked into by the Iranians looking for Donald Trump material. And so now it got hacked. Now all those records are gone. So the law says you need to bring a cause of action, a lawsuit, within a certain period of time. Otherwise, you are barred from bringing that lawsuit. And so in this case, the bookkeeping errors that Donald Trump made, in fact, that's not even fair to say that. The bookkeeping errors that were made by the Trump organization would normally be considered misdemeanors as opposed to felonies. A misdemeanor, I don't want to be convicted of a misdemeanor, but a misdemeanor is in the grand sense of the legal system, a misdemeanor is not that big of a deal. You're not going to jail for 20 years for a misdemeanor. In fact, many misdemeanors just carry a fine, and sometimes it might even carry 30 days in jail, but the judge will suspend, all but maybe one weekend in jail or something. Not that I want to spend any time in jail, but I'm just trying to say, relatively speaking, a misdemeanor is not nearly as bad as a felony. So these bookkeeping errors that were supposedly, allegedly committed by the Trump organization were all originally misdemeanors. And the statute of limitations had expired. So the district attorney was incapable of bringing those until he decided to elevate the misdemeanors to a felony, multiplied that by 34 times, because that's exactly how many payments were made, and said that all of that amounted to election interference, which then became a felony, which then extended the statute of limitations. Wow. That's a lot of work to go after bookkeeping errors. So when it comes to the weaponization, as that stupid Michigan State Senator said at the Democrat National Convention, I too worry about the weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI. And for that matter, many local prosecutors like Alvin Bragg in New York City. Which is why I stand amazed that the Democrats' chief political rival, who's that? Come on, say it with me. Donald Trump is facing a tsunami of legal prosecutions in several states. And to say that these prosecutions are dubious is to belittle the unsettling power of dubiousness. As I've said on previous iterations of this program, I think what we're witnessing in the demonization of Donald Trump is the revival of an antique practice, which is unconstitutional, of issuing bills of attainder. A bill of attainder is where Congress or a state legislature or a prosecutor may apply a singular law to a, you know, they might pass a law that applies to a only one individual. That's a bill of attainder. Well, a bill of attainder is unconstitutional. So I think what they're actually trying to do here is they're reviving this antiquated and now unconstitutional practice of issuing bills of attainder against an individual or a group that the Democrats fear or dislike. The practice is unconstitutional, but then so under the Eighth Amendment are excessive fines. Now, why do I mention that? Because Judge Arthur Engoron slapped Trump with a $355 million fine. Remember that? How quickly we forget. If you had a $355 million fine hanging over you, you wouldn't forget about it. In fact, well, I might forget about it. You know why? Because there's just no possible way I could pay it. So it's like, ah, well, screw that. I can't pay that. So why worry about it? And imposed a bail of $450 million to keep him out of jail. Why? Don't forget this. He imposed that fine and that bail because Trump overvalued his real estate assets when he applied for a bank loan. Now, that's amazing because I think my house is worth X. If I go to, let's say, get a mortgage on my house, the bank may say, or the mortgage company say, well, you think it's worth, let's just say $500,000. I think it's worth $500,000. The bank says, or the mortgage company says, no, it's worth $400,000. Okay, well, we'll negotiate. You get an appraiser, I'll get an appraiser, and we'll agree that we'll meet somewhere in the middle. Well, that's not what happened there. What did happen? Stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Let's think about what happened in that case.
If you deal with a lack of energy, brain fog, cognitive issues, joint pain, skin issues, or are always fighting an illness, you need to give Strong Cell a try. Strong Cell is an easy-to-use daily liquid supplement that utilizes key ingredients such as NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen that helps boost your body's cellular function. You have 30 trillion cells in your body, and healthy cells equal a healthier body. Strong Cell replenishes your body from the inside out, making you feel and look younger. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 to get 20% off your first order. That's StrongCell.com, discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order. Strong Cell has a 60-day no-risk money-back guarantee if you don't feel like a new person. So live your best life. Less fog, more focus. Stop feeling tired. Start taking Strong Cell today. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids, presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you're looking for you're traveling around the country, you're looking for an affiliate in your area, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find an interactive map that shows all of the affiliates all across the Fruited Plain, 350 of them all over the country. And then under there, you'll see a typewritten list of all the affiliates, because many affiliates around the country will air the program live on Saturday, then they'll re-air the program on Saturday night. Like in Denver, we air it live, obviously, right now, and then we will air it on my station that I do during the weekday on Sunday. So, man, we just flood the airwaves with Michael Brown. Lucky for you. So let's go back to this legal tsunami against Donald Trump. The Democrats are accusing Trump. This is such a classic example of the Democrats' habit of projecting. I mean, everything they accuse Trump of doing or that he's going to do, just blow that right back at them, because that's exactly what they are doing. So they're accusing Trump that he's going to politicize the Department of Justice. He's going to take the FBI and he's going to imprison his enemies. Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to Judge Mershon, and let's go back to those all those 34 felonies. And then you had the case where Judge Engoron imposed the $355 million fine with a bail of $450 million because he overvalued his real estate assets when applying for a bank loan. Trump paid back those loans with interest on time. And the banks even testified, hey, we'd do business with him again. He's a great customer. He drives a hard bargain, but we reach an agreement on the terms, and he pays us back on those terms. So think about this. Listen closely. That is a trial for fraud in which there was no fraud. There were no victims. There was no harm. There was no money lost. And doesn't make any difference, though, to the anti-Trump judicial system. They continue to try to destroy him. So go back to the DNC. There was all this talk. Barack, Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris, all the talking heads, all of the cabal, telling us how evil white people are, especially if your last name is Trump. Vice presidential nominee, and the Democrat Party is, can I just say, I think Tim Walz is weird. I really do think he's weird. Like, I wouldn't have him dog-sit my Lehen Burgers. No. He just kind of prances around on stage and flails his arms, kind of preens around like, I don't know, like he's a ballerina or something. I just find it really weird. I would not have Tampon Tim babysit my dogs. I would not hire him for a dog sitter. In fact, I wouldn't want him in my house. Don't you get that kind of vibe with some people? I know all of you get it with me, but that's different. He told us during the Democrat National Convention how awful it was that J.D. Vance went to Yale. Really? Some people went to Yale. Some people went to Harvard. Some people went to the University of Oklahoma. Some people went to the University of Texas. Now, why they did that, I don't know. Some people went to University of Colorado at Boulder. I do know why they did that, because it was a party school. Who cares? You're actually going to criticize somebody that grew up in a lower-income family whose mother was a crackhead and a meth head and made his way to Yale Law School? And you're going to criticize him for it? Almost all they did during the Democrat National Convention was just lie. Sometimes the lies were actually half acknowledged by the Democrats themselves. Think about Waltz repeatedly overstating all of his military credentials. Well, he just misspoke, they would say. It's all amusing. But what about the realities that our ruling class covers with its lies? Have you ever stopped and thought about just what they cover up with their lies? There's a political scientist by the name of Michael Mandelbaum. He notes in America the Unprepared, it's an essay that you can find in the Jerusalem Strategic Tribune. He writes, the principal product of Washington, D.C. is words. And mostly they go unheeded. I get a kick out of members of Congress. Well, I found out about this really bad thing going on, so I wrote a sternly worded letter to the Secretary of Homeland Security. Well, I wrote a really strong letter to the editor. Words, 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 words. That's the product of Washington, D.C. But occasionally, those words actually do touch upon something that is of exigent importance. For example, let's go to the National Defense Strategy. Their report, the threats the United States faces are the most serious and most challenging the nation has encountered since 1945 and include the potential for near-term major war. The United States has fought a global conflict during World War II, which ended nearly 80 years ago. The nation was last prepared for such a fight during the Cold War, and that ended 35 years ago. It, meaning we, the United States, is not prepared today. And we're not. Because of my experience in D.C., and because of my experience having dealt with prime ministers and presidents and people from all over the world, from Western European nations to crap hole countries that I wouldn't want to send your worst enemy to, I realize that the world is an incredibly dangerous place. And what keeps the world stable is American leadership, American power, the American economy. As bad as our economy is right now, it's still the strongest economy in the world. Where do most nations take their sovereign funds and invest? They take their money and they invest it in this country. Where do most wealthy people around the world invest? In this country. We have a role to play in the world. and the Democrats are totally unserious about it. Let me explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, if you served our country or communities, there are massive benefits waiting for you. That's right, current and former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers, you qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X. They are the largest online marketplace exclusively for those people that serve. Right now, you'll save up to 40% off the most desirable brands, Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, North Face. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. If you want to save, you need GovX, and you join 9 million other members who are saving millions of dollars on their favorite brands every month. Go to GovX.com, use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll get an additional $15 off your first purchase. The sign-up is absolutely free, no membership fee. Go to GovX.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, GovX, savings for those who serve.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke,
and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget to send me a text message. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. The number is 33103 that you use on your message app. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Either one. Doesn't make any difference. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. And then, if you haven't done it already, get over there right now. Quit putting it off. And follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And it is Pax Americana, the American world order. And it is not something that we should take lightly. Most of us go about our daily lives not thinking about it. And that's perfectly understandable because we live in a cocoon. Yeah, we get the nightly news if you happen to watch the networks. Or you might read, you know, depending on where you are, you might have a decent hometown newspaper. That's a contradiction in terms. Any newspaper decent? Well, okay, whatever. But we live in a cocoon where we work, we play, we raise our kids, we try to do the right thing in our daily lives, whatever it is, and so we're surrounded by all of these wonderful things. Geographically, this country is amazing. Culturally, this country is amazing. The freedoms that we have are the envy of the world. Even in other democratic-based societies, we're still the envy of the world. The poorest among us are so much better off than the poor in other crap hole countries that's why there's such an invasion at all of our borders, not just the southern border. You ask anybody in a crap hole country if they could go anywhere in the world, where do they want to go? They want to come to America. They want to come to the United States. Now, most of them want to come here for the right reasons, but I maintain that if you want to come here for the right reasons, then do it the right legal way and quit breaking into the country. But that's a topic for another time. The picture I'm trying to paint in your mind is look around you. And I know that right now it's incredibly difficult because of, well, even the stuff I've been talking about for the past hour and a half is painful. It's maddening. It's frustrating. This election cannot get over quick enough as far as I'm concerned. I fear what Democrats will do if they get in office. And I understand that many people are holding their nose and voting for Trump, and that's fine. I don't care. Just vote for Trump. There are a lot of things that I don't like about Trump. But what Trump represents and what Trump, his policies, are those things that will help us get off this highway to Marxism that the Democrats are just careening down the highway toward. So we often get so wrapped up in domestic politics that we forget the geopolitical world that we live in. Think about what's going on in the Middle East right now. Now, I think it's freaking hilarious that the Israelis, that Mossad, was able to infiltrate the supply chain because the Hezbollah decided that, you know, we kind of see what the NSA does with cell phones. And so if the NSA can do that to Americans, if the NSA can spy on Americans, then I'm pretty sure Mossad can be spying on us. And so we're having a hard time keeping encrypted communications. So let's just go back into the, you know, into the 20th century and let's use pagers. Let's dump our cell phones and use pagers. And Mossad is able to paging Abdullah, kaboom. Abdullah loses his cojones. Abdullah loses an arm. Abdullah loses his life. People around him get hurt. And call somebody that cares. Because I don't. Because if you were carrying a pager, that means you were a member of the terrorist organization, Hezbollah, which is a terrorist-recognized organization by the United States government. And if you happen to be home with your children, well, and your children are harmed, I actually feel sorry for the children because it's through no fault of their own, but you're the one that brought that evil into that home. So if your child was injured because of that, that's on you. That's not on the Israelis. And by the way, ask yourself this question. Why did the Iranian ambassador have one of those pagers on him? Oh. Because we don't want to admit that the Iranians are the ones that are controlling Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah. They're the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. The Chinese economy is collapsing. Russia is trying to figure out how to engage in a war of attrition and keep killing Ukrainians, much like World War I trench warfare, and just keep that going. Putin can't figure out how to either conscript draftees, get them into the army, or to force them in or to pay bonuses or whatever, because all of that's unpopular. But nonetheless, we have the potential for a nuclear war in Eastern Europe. We have the potential for a nuclear war in the Middle East. And if you don't understand what's going on with China and the Philippines and in the South China Sea, then, or what's going on between China and Taiwan, and has been going on for decades, you don't understand just how fragile the world is. And the one thing that's kept the world stable and kept most of our enemies at bay has been a strong national defense, peace through strength, as Reagan would say, a strong economy, and a cohesiveness in our culture that understood that we really are exceptional. Now, exceptional doesn't mean we're better than other people. Exceptional means that we are, in the history of the world, we are an exceptional example of how to engage in self-governance and how to guarantee individual liberty and individual freedom. And by having this huge country that exercises individual liberty, individual freedom. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of association. We have freedom to travel. We have freedom to be secure in our purpose, in our persons, places, and our things from unwarranted searches. We have the right not to self-incriminate ourselves. We have a right to a jury. We have a right to trial by our peers. We have a right to exercise our religion. We have all of these rights that are limits on the government. And half the world envies that, and the other half of the world hates that. And we don't comprehend that what keeps enemies from invading other countries is American strength and American presence. Now, I know that that might sound like a neocon, but I'm not. I'm not for policing the world. But I do believe that we have an obligation. I think that we do have an obligation as Americans to maintain a strong economy, to maintain a strong national defense, and to maintain a presence around the world to keep the world at peace. Maybe you haven't studied World War I or World War II. Maybe you should. Maybe you should go see just how horrific it was. And why America's generation doesn't really like to talk about it. because it was so horrific. We don't want to go through that again. We want to avoid that, and we avoid that by keeping our enemies at bay and by keeping our enemies from invading other people. That's Pax Americana. That's the American world order. So why currently do we have all these hotspots? I think you can trace every single one of these hotspots to the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, if you wanted to trace it back, you could trace it back to even my old boss, George W. Bush, who, while I could do it hours and hours about the mismanagement of Afghanistan and the Iraq wars and the pursuit of Osama bin Laden. But you can go back as far as you want to go back, and you can say we've mismanaged our role in America. Why does North Korea not invade South Korea? Because of our presence in South Korea. Why did Russia not invade Ukraine? Because of our presence in NATO. And because of Donald Trump, who warned NATO, you need to pay up or we won't come to your defense. Oh, that was a very impolite thing to say. In hindsight, NATO admits it was the right thing to do. But when weakness shows itself and weakness reveals itself, enemies start to move. And now we see that worldwide. And so this election, while yes, I worry about the march of Marxism in this country, while I worry about the economy, while I worry about the social fracturing of this country, I worry about all of those things. And all those, and having worked, you know, in the president's cabinet and having been involved in the highest levels of government, I understand how all of that operates. And while I'm concerned about all these domestic matters, we often don't talk enough about the international matters. And I'll explain more about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Why is this global American world order so important?
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Yeah.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I appreciate you tuning in. I really do appreciate you listening. Go give me a follow on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. And don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, doesn't make any difference. Search for this podcast. It's called The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that on your podcast app, hit subscribe. And then you'll have all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program, and you'll have all the Michael Brown you need. And then and maybe some extra too. So go do that right now too. Why do I get so focused on these international affairs? Because having studied World War II and World War I, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through a world war. I don't want to see our economy end up, you know. If you have grandparents or parents old enough, talk to them about rationing. Talk to them about getting your ration coupons to see how much flour or sugar you could get. Or if you could even get a new set of tires, if you needed new tires. And realize that a war footing is not necessarily the most pleasant time to live through. And World War II could have gone horribly wrong. Hitler could have actually succeeded on the Western Front. Hitler could have succeeded in the bombing of London. The Japanese could have succeeded in the Indo-Pacific. And the world would not be the way that it is today. In fact, more likely than not, you and I would not be living in a free society. Now, don't start in on me about we're losing our freedoms. I get all the stuff about how we're losing our freedoms. But paramount to maintaining those freedoms is not having to fight for those freedoms while you're engaged in a world war. And I do believe, just call me too much of a historian, that we are on the precipice of a world war. We have treaty obligations with Japan and South Korea. They have treaty obligations with Taiwan. We have treaty obligations with the Philippines and Australia. We have treaty obligations with NATO, obviously, Canada and Mexico. Something blows up in the Middle East, we have treaty obligations with the Israelis. We have treaty obligations with the Saudis. We have treaty obligations all over the world. Why do countries come to us for treaty obligations? Because they knew at one time that we were a reliable partner and that we stood and defended our friends against their enemies. And the world is an inherently dangerous place. The history of mankind is a history of tyranny. The history of mankind is really a history of darkness. And for the past 250 years, we've been living in the light. Yeah, we've had some dark times, the Civil War, World War I and World War II. Of course, you know, the 60s and Vietnam. Yes, all of those were dark times. I get that. But generally speaking, we have, for the history of this republic, lived in the light. And we've lived in freedom. It's going to be difficult enough to fight for our freedoms domestically without at the same time having to fight for our freedoms while defending other countries, because we will get drawn into defending those other countries because we have a moral and a legal obligation to help defend them. Now, for those who would say, but I don't want to be the world's policeman, one, I fully get that, and I don't either. Which is why our failure to go study the current status of the United States Navy. Theodore Roosevelt understood that being able to control the seas was a way to keep the peace. In modern times, we understand that controlling the air helps maintain the peace. I don't want to be the world's policeman, but I want our presence known around the world to keep those like the Iranians who do want to destroy us and who do want to destroy Israel, or Putin who does want to reclaim Ukraine, who does want a buffer up against NATO and is willing. Now, so far, every red line he's drawn, he's allowed us to cross, but at some point, the rubber band breaks. If we don't maintain through this election and get us back to a strong economy, to a strong national defense that allows us to exert our influence, not our will, but our influence around the world, it could easily devolve into a world war. And then we're fighting on two fronts. And even worse, I have zero confidence in Kamala Harris. Zero. Absolutely not a nit of confidence in her ability to be a wartime president. Has she given you any indication that there's anything between her ears that would allow her to put together a cogent thought of dealing with Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping or the Ayatollah? I don't think she can. So if she wins, that emboldens our enemies and the enemies of our friends to start making moves. And I don't know that she has the willpower or the mental capacity to stand up for this country. One, she's a Marxist, so she fundamentally dislikes what this country stands for. So while you may focus on, and I don't blame you, domestic issues, take some time to think about the consequences of a Kamala Harris presidency in a world that is inherently dangerous. What a happy note to end this hour on. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. Whether you have private insurance, traditional Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change.
If you inject insulin or have hypoglycemic events without insulin, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copay and deductible, a continuous glucose monitor. It provides blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes and lows with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare has been named best overall diabetes supply company 4 years in a row by Very Well Health. We carry all major brands and will work with your insurance to get your CGM approved. If you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now. See if you qualify and end the finger stick.
Call 888-905-5954. 888-905-5954. That's 888-905-5954.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.